Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do you envision sort of like a 70-30 type split in practices?
No, that's definitely accurate. You know, it's not a secret. We have a quarterback, you know, in the wings that needs to continue to develop. And normally, I would say, you know, normally it's the starter gets, let's say, 95% of the reps, and the backup doesn't. With this, it's a little bit different, and we had a conversation, you know, how do we, I guess the struggle is, how do you get your starting quarterback prepared for the game and also continue to develop the guy in the background, which is Drake. And so it is like a 70-30 split. You're right on the head. And we were very thoughtful. And when we talk about, you know, we have a development plan for Drake, that's part of it. And I try not to get too deep into, you know, what that plan actually looks like. But he still takes, you know, reps with the starters. He does a good job on the show team as well. And he's doing a good job. And you can see his confidence continuing to grow.
Gerard Mayo last hour. That's interesting. 30% those reports. Yep. Those are accurate. Part of the plan. He's getting reps with the starters? Not just the show. He's getting reps with the starters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, we're going to see this guy.
That's something new.
We're going to see him in a few weeks.
Hour number two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Mayo last hour, hot off the presses. We're going to ask Alex Van Pelt about all this.
Definitely.
Here on a Patriots Friday. I was planning on asking him.
The Washburn, but now it's confirmed.
Yeah,
Mayo confirmed it.
I was planning on asking him 30%. Is that accurate? Why are you giving him so much work? And we can still ask that, but Mayo just confirmed it.
Yeah.
So scratch that question off. That's done. He is getting 30% and he's getting reps with the starters. Keith, your read on that, is that just about preparing him to play in the league eventually, or is that preparing to play him soon?
I think it's soon. I think it's 30% does seem pretty high when you're also trying to get your starter in Jacoby Brissett ready to go week to week for each opponent. So that to me, you know, and Mayo's right. He's like, you know, it's obvious. There's a guy waiting in the wings, a third overall pick. He's going to play. But if you're giving him 30% of the snaps right off the jump, where right now in between week one and week two, that doesn't seem like, hey, it's give him 30% and then he'll be ready for 2025. That feels like a guy that could take over, and not just for injury, at some point earlier in the season. That's how I read it.
Okay, I'll tell you, you laid out the scenario yesterday, and you guys can jump in on this. What are they doing? Why is Drake May getting so much work? Do you agree with it? Is it the right plan? 617-779-7937. That goes in with everything else we've talked about. Pick the game. We want all your predictions here today on Jones and Keefe, Patriots and Seahawks. Are the Patriots going to win? Are they going to cover? How do you see that playing out? We got into Tua on Thursday Night Football. We also gave you our Bozo touchdown parlay, some line movement on that already.
Oh, yeah.
I think we had the power of the Jones and Keefe Bozo touchdown parlay already reworking the market.
Still good juice. Still good juice. Close to $1,200.
Good juice, but yeah. I think we're moving lines with how many people are plunking down. Just a ham, as you said.
Just one ham.
It's $10 will win you a lot of beans, although less beans than last hour. So a lot you can get to, 617-779-7937. Why are they doing this? And I'll tell you, the scenario you laid out, Keith, they're 3-2. Would they go to Drake May? Yesterday I said, no chance. It's all about if they're winning games, and if they're winning and it's ugly, but they're winning, they'll stick with Brissett. This?
Yeah.
We already knew about the 30%. He's getting reps with the starters.
Yeah.
Yep. And maybe I should have inferred that, but that makes me feel differently about it. That feels like, oh, no, we're planning on starting him week 5 or 6. That's our target. It doesn't matter what Jacoby Brissett does. Independent of how Brissett plays and what the team does, we are getting May ready to play for this week. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we were able to watch is the preseason games. Who was better, Drake May or Jacoby Brissett?
May.
Drake May was. The last couple of weeks of practice, who was better? Drake May was, at least according to everybody that was down there. All the beat writers, kind of, it was sort of like unanimous that he was better the last couple of weeks. Actually, forget the beat writers. As great of a job as they do, Gerard Mayo told us that he was better and playing better.
Yeah,
so just take that. Forget
the beat writers out of there.
I appreciate them and their hard work, but Mayo told us. So they've, though, felt as if they didn't want to throw him to the wolves, and a lot of it could have been about the rest of the roster. A lot of it could have been, all right, Drake May himself may not be 100% ready, but he's certainly not ready to take over this team. Well, if the team looks a little bit better than expected, particularly the offensive line, but really the whole offense as a group, and you can later add a more playmaking, more athletic quarterback, why wouldn't you do that? Because Jacoby Brissett has the floor, right? And I think, and a ceiling, on four, like he's got a lower ceiling, maybe a higher floor. So I think they're getting him ready. And at some point, if they can add that guy, because you were all over on Monday's show how Gerard Mayo had mentioned, well, you know, there were some throws out there.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody else was kind of really complimenting Jacoby Brissett's game, didn't turn it over, and picked up first downs with his legs, which we didn't really see coming. Like, it was like, hey, it was almost across the board. It was like, hey, good job. And Mayo's like, no, there were some throws out there. It's like, oh.
Mayo said if you watch the film, guys were open.
So if you want to add that dynamic, which every team does want to add the dynamic of the passing game, for God's sakes. But if you want to add that to the mix, I think they're going to kind of slow play it, not for the season, slow play it for week one, right? Like, so much was made about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix starting week one, but he could still start week 5 and play 12 games this season and be better off for next year.
I didn't think that necessarily. I mean, I thought that if they were 1-3 or 0-4.
Yeah.
I didn't. Let's say I am winning the first 3 games. Let's
so they're 3-0.
Let's say they're 3-1 and get smoked by the Niners. I now think they could start Drake May in week 5 now based on how much work they're giving him. And I do want to ask Van Pelt, noontime hour, and I don't know if Mayo was asked this specifically or not, where the press conference happened while we're on the air, so we're going through it. But you heard that answer there. They gave him 30% last week. Is that consistent again this week? Is he getting more work? Why is he getting work with the starters? I want to hear Van Pelt's answer to all of that coming up when he joins us here on a Patriots Friday. But yeah, to your point about the mobility.
Yeah.
Brissett ran 7 times last game, and I actually thought he moved pretty well.
Yeah.
But it was only 32 yards, and he was picking up first downs, and he ran well.
No, I know. It was the first downs. It wasn't like big chunks of yards.
But if Drake May runs 7 times, I expect more than 32 yards. And I think that speaks to how he can impact the game. There's more upside for big plays in the passing game. There's more upside for points, I think, offensively, but also for the defense. He might give away some plays.
Right.
But if he runs 7 times, he's going to get more than 32 yards on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that as well. You can jump in on this. 617-779-7937, along with all your thoughts. Patriots and Seahawks on Sunday. Who you got? How's it happen? Bob's in Londonderry. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob?
Hello?
Bob's driving around.
Bob in Londonderry? Hello?
Bob, what do you got? Bob says, he's messing around with the phone. He wants to get May in during a winnable game.
May in during a winnable game.
That'd be Sunday. Sunday's a winnable game. I don't think he's going to play this game, but I'm just saying it's more winnable than the Niners game.
Do you think there's any value in Drake May if it's sort of the opposite of what he's saying? It's a non-competitive game, and it's a blowout either way. I don't see the Patriots blowing anybody out because I don't think they can score enough.
Yep.
But if the Patriots are down, do you think there's value in getting Drake May out there in a fourth quarter running around and doing that?
I do. Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen came in week 1, I believe, his rookie year. He didn't get the start. They threw out Nathan Peterman. He was god-awful. In comes Josh Allen. He then starts week 2 and then has started every game since. So I think there is a little bit of that. I mean, if we're talking about how much can he get out of 30% of practice snaps, well, I don't know. How much can he get out of the fourth quarter of a game? Like, they're not going to bench even if it's lopsided, they're not going to take out all the starters. They're still going to be playing. I think that's worthwhile reps. And then you see him on game day, throw him in there and kind of see what he got. I'd be happy with that.
No, me too.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm curious how the offense looks this week. I don't think it's going to change much because I don't think they're going to need to against Seattle. I don't think you need to get more aggressive, push the ball downfield much more. But this answer from Alex Van Pelt to me yesterday was interesting. He was asked about opening up the playbook a little bit. Here's what he said.
You know, without getting into specifics, there were some more things that I'd like to have on the call sheet that I did not have in this game. And I think we put some of those in this call sheet. Just felt like there were some times when I wanted to do something differently and I didn't have it on the sheet. So this week it's more of a complete sheet.
Okay, first of all, gross. Second of all, what do you do? Why did you not have those calls on there? Was that because...
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure. I mean, unless they go into it and they're like, all right, here are the only plays that we're going to call this week.
Right,
this is it. And we're not going to go anywhere. I don't expect you guys to know anything else other than the ones that are on this play sheet.
I thought the whole idea is Brissett's supposed to know the whole offense. So like,
it's not a Brissett thing. Maybe it's, the linemen and the rookie receivers and all those guys don't know.
Fair. Jalen Polk doesn't know the full thing. Pop Douglas is still learning the offense.
So some of
the
old Brissett knows it, but nobody else does. And it's like, oh boy.
No, fair.
That might be that.
So maybe it's that. I just wondered, was that, I mean, I'd imagine Van Pelt can come up with his own call sheets. The only reason I say that is because there was a clip that was going around a week or so ago where Brady was like, me and Josh McDaniels used to hide all these plays that Bill didn't approve of. And we'd have all these extra plays because Bill wanted like only X amount of calls and we'd have like 50 extra.
Got it.
So did Mayo not want a big call sheet? And was Van Pelt like, I'd like to have more? And that was his way of getting that out. Was Van Pelt like, I don't trust it because I don't know if everybody on the offense, to your point, knows it.
Yeah.
And he's like, now I'm a little more trusting of it. We're going to open it up more. Just why didn't you have all the calls in week one? That's wild to me.
So it could be a Mayo thing, and that's what we'll ask Van Pelt about. But it might have been, hey, we need to kind of, it's week one. It did not look great in the preseason, right? Like, we couldn't even line up properly, so maybe we don't need 110 plays.
Let's streamline it.
Maybe it was that. Like, hey, you know, like, and remember the Titans. We run six plays, three to the right, three to the left, and we run them perfectly.
Right.
Like, that kind of thing where, like, we're not going to run a ton of stuff, but there shouldn't be any questions. There shouldn't be any doubts. Nobody running around. Nobody calling timeouts. Like, everybody knows what these plays are, and it's week one. And I don't know. Like, that would be something that maybe, like, you know, Wiggy could speak to better. Like, do you constantly add plays as the season goes on? I'm sure you toss plays too, but maybe by the end of the year, the playbook is a lot thicker than it is at the beginning.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.